Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It is Thanksgiving. It is Thursday. We're here. We're live, as are we always on these holidays, because Rick Emerson cares. It is 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970.
Thank you for coming by.
Clyde Lewis, as well as Aaron Geek in the City, Duran. Hello.
Oh, my eyes are getting droopy.
That's tryptophan in the burger cake, man.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's tryptophan because it's...
Oh, man.
Yeah, and we got gravy, and oh, man, those onions, they just make this whole studio smell great.
The auditors, you need crunch. It needs the crunch.
The auditors say that it's skip the middleman, though, and just make an alcoholic burger cake. Just try to get it all...
No, we're working on the Christmas burger cake now. We're talking about ground lamb with some mint and maybe even some of those...
cherries. Candy cherries
yeah. You put in, like, fruit cake.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I think that'd be good. And, you know, it's funny because we can experiment with it now because it's in preparation. And then we can do other things with it.
Later. All right.
So
excellent. All right. So in just a moment here, we'll welcome Tim Riley back to the studios. And we'll do, we're actually a little ahead of time today. So we'll do our 2 o'clock news here in just a moment. Have we got the meat out of the way?
Have we removed the meat
from Tim's?
We do have the spoon, though. It's wrapped up.
But it's covered up.
Covered up.
Okay. It so just has essence of meat on it, that's all.
Essence of meat.
Essence of cake.
Distilled essence of meat.
Hello?
Aromatherapy meat.
Kristen is cleaning still.
All right, so we're cleaning off the counter before the arrival
me?
Of Tim Riley.
She called me a slob.
Good You'll thing she knows it. Her place.
Oh!
Fix me a turkey pot pie. All right. And then we will get to this. Now, have you guys seen this list of the 20 hottest...
I've heard of it. I do believe it's going to anger me.
Yes. Sucks.
Anger supported by ramen and ale.
Yeah.
Now she's doing it with wet napkins.
We prefer the term moist towelette.
Moist towelette. Thank you, Kristen.
You.
Me?
All right.
Moist.
Moist is a really unpleasant word. Moist, and I don't like the word spongy either.
Ask, never mind.
I think spongy is a really unpleasant word. Scotty, should I be answering whoever? Should I be taking the calls? Whoever these people are.
Yeah, somebody called in.
Hello. All right, let me find. Hold on, let me get the appropriate sound effect here for
one big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
All right, hello, George. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
What's up?
Listen, I've got your slogan for your beefcake.
Okay. Burger cake.
I'm the beefcake. This is burger cake.
Clyde Lewis's beefcake for the common man.
It's not beefcake.
Burger cake.
Burger cake.
I'm just trying to kind of put a Clyde spin on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, or at last, truly, it is. Everyone craves wedges of Clyde.
Oh, man.
But it's not made out of Clyde.
It's
where,
not.
Yeah. Where did that come from? I remember.
Didn't we have something called Wedges of Clyde?
No, Wedges of Clyde was one of the early names for the Tim Riley Factor.
The name of the band was Wedges of Clyde.
Our band, before we became the Tim Riley Factor, there was Wedges of Clyde. And you're actually sort of you are whatever that word is. You are conflating two things. There's Wedges of Clyde and there was Meat Sofa, and the other one was Puppy Vomit, I think.
And that Crater.
Yeah, and something. So
well,
there you go.
Obviously, I need to drink more, so I'm gonna.
Yeah, that really is the answer to everything today.
That's the next thing we're gonna do is Meat Sofa. It's gonna be a burger the size of a sofa.
We can use that Florida woman.
Oh, my.
Happy genocide cover-up day, guys.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. This is George Wilsonville.
We can make burger cake out of ground alligator.
That could be good.
Moving on.
Ooh, croc cake.
Okay.
Croc cake.
Slabs of Irwin.
Oh.
Who,
Crikey, it's bigger than it.
Oh, never mind.
All right, thank you. And by the way, we've got, yes?
What? What does it say?
What? Dr. Meat. Well, no, because we had that meat. Yeah, we had that meat. The Dr. Meat guy yesterday. The new and the meat sofas. The
well, we can't limit it to meat because we could make it for vegetarians.
Yeah, we could.
There could be.
It could be a garden burger cake.
Yeah.
All right.
Or a vegetable.
Veggie cake.
Vegetable beef cake.
All right. And I have little Debbie snack cake, cream type filled.
Those are repellent.
Burger cake for vegetables.
Oh, they're repellent. They're disgusting. You know what? Say to them, a burger cake, it is all natural. Except for the gravy.
Yeah.
But that stuff's, there's no titanium in burger cake.
No. And Little Debbie, you know who Little Debbie looks like? I'm looking at Little Debbie here. Little Debbie looks like Scott Schwartz from The Toy. And Kidro, who then made that failed porn film later on in his life. That's exactly who Little Debbie looks like.
Little Debbie does Dallas.
Oh! Bam! That's fantastic. That really is great.
You got a little cupcake on your chin there.
Oh,
I want that copyright. I want that one.
Wait, hold on.
Take it. I'll share it.
Hold on. Take it. Hold on. Let me copyright. Wait, hold on.
This joke, copyright 2006, Rick Emerson Show.
Thank you. Little Debbie Does Dallas.
Now with more cream filling.
Oh.
I'm always going to take it somewhere, man.
Why did you have to...
And then the room just went silent.
There's nothing you can say to that.
Seriously, there isn't. All right, hey, Kristen, from accounting, are you able to hear? Can we?
Speakers aren't on out there.
Can we? No, they are. Can we? Can you please escort Mr. Riley to the studio? Are you able to do that? Thank you. I hate
right
to not.
Here.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I'll get out of the way then.
Just, you can sidle
put
over
Jim
to
Riley
the.
I'll in here and then I'm going to step up.
All right.
Fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's now go to your personal savior, Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
And now, Thanksgiving
edition.
The Ministry of Truth. This is Tim Riley.
Little Debbie Does Dallas.
It's genius. All right. We're going to go back to A in just a moment here.
Presumably later when she's legal. I'm sorry. Yes, I have loaded.
Reload A.
Okay, fantastic.
So we were speaking about WKRP earlier. Did you remember there was the new WKRP in Cincinnati?
I did. It was the worst show. It was terrible. The new WKRP.
Apparently it lasted a couple of seasons, which I don't even remember.
Well, here's the thing about the new WKRP in Cincinnati. The thing about the new WKRP in Cincinnati is A, it was terrible. B, it wasn't even on a network. It was the show launched right into syndication.
Oh, I didn't.
It was like one of those, you know, like a Blind Date or one of those shows. It just launched directly into syndication. The thing is, the really sad part is that it was actually was created by the same guy. It was created by Buzz Sapien, who's the one who directed the original WKRP, and it had Gordon Jump, Lonnie Anderson, and there was a third, and what's his name, Frank Bonner, who played Herb Carlick. They couldn't ever get to Howard Hessman or Jan Smithers, who played Bailey Quarters. And Jan Smithers, the thing when you think about WKRP in Cincinnati, the sort of the Ginger Marianne dynamic is still intact on that show, because there was both Jennifer Marlowe and Bailey Quarters, and Bailey Quarters was universally considered to be the hotter of the two. So there you go. And it only ran for 2 years, a terrible program. So if you ever get a chance, it was on TV Land for a while, but if you get a chance to watch it, you really should, just to appreciate really how bad of a show it was. All right, here's Tim Riley.
No damage reported so far after this morning's 5.0 earthquake on the Big Island of Hawaii. Residents throughout the state felt the quake. The island Big Mayor Harry Kim said the troops are out checking for problems.
At this time, the Hawaii County Police Department and state and county highway crews are checking all highways to see if any highways have been affected by the earthquake.
Hello.
Is that a Hawaiian accent?
Yes, it is.
Okay, then.
Well, English isn't a native Hawaiian's native language.
Hey, they don't just speak with, like, pops and buzzes down there?
No, remember when we chased their queen out of the castle and turned it into a tourist attraction, and then the Dole Pineapple people took things over?
Okay. I thought Hawaii, they're not one of those people?
Oh, with the flowery language type of thing?
No, never. Yeah. Let's move on.
Well, let's talk more about these the balloons in the Macy's Day Parade in New York, because we happen to have a lot of sound bites we haven't used yet. Tom said he was glad to see the gigantic balloons.
I think it's great. You know, it's great they could do this, even in this kind of weather. I mean, it's awesome.
Spirits are riding high until award-winning singer Sarah McLachlan started crooning.
Oh, God. It almost sounds live.
My spirits feel lifted already.
It didn't cause any balloons to crash.
Fantastic.
Well, this being Thanksgiving, it's time once again for the Hollywood Christmas Parade. It's 75 years old. Apparently, it hasn't lost its glamour, or so they claim. Comedian George Lopez will preside as Grand Marshal, and Regis Philbin. Philbin will fill in if something happens to him. As part of their duties, they're responsible for attracting big stars to the event. Set honorary Hollywood Mayor Johnny Grant, Hollywood used to be a friendly town years ago. Everybody knew anyone. If I needed Bob Hope, I'd call him up and he would come down. He doesn't answer phone calls anymore.
I was going to say, that's not likely to happen anymore.
Also on the list of no-shows are Bing Crosby, Mary Pickford, James Stewart, Ronald Reagan, Danny Thomas, Charlton Heston, Sammy Davis Jr., Lawrence Welk, there'll be nobody, and Gene Autry, also not returning calls.
The phone just rings and rings.
Robert Wagner, remember the time when he rode in the parade with Natalie Wood? That will not happen this year either.
Well, I mean, I guess she can't say no. I mean, really, what are you going to do? You want Natalie Wood to ride in the parade? She's going to. Doesn't really matter what she thinks at
this
point.
They enjoyed riding on their float.
On the float. That's a terrible thing to say.
Wood does float. Bam! Oh, good God almighty.
That's what happens when there's too much meat in the room.
Really? There's too much meat in the room. Everybody goes crazy. All right.
Even Sarah McLachlan didn't help. Apparently, David Blaine hopped out of his bird cage yesterday.
He
was in a gyroscope suspended over Times Square.
He was encased in lamb and pita. Above New York.
Hello, I'm inside a giant gyroscope.
Did he have that cucumber sauce?
Yes.
He had a hard time dismounting.
Covered in tahini sauce.
He spent 2 days twisting in the air, touted the interior of a constantly spinning device. Then, in a little less than a half an hour, after being given the go-ahead to escape, he evaded his shackles and prepared to leave the gyroscope. He attempted to leap off the device to safety, but instead fell and crashed through a plywood stage. He emerged a few minutes later, shaking off the wooden pieces, appearing woozy but able to walk. The stunt was sponsored by the retail giant Target, who promised Blaine a shopping spree, and he could take along some orphan youngsters also.
Fantastic. Excellent. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. He'll be back at the bottom of the hour. All right, let's now welcome Aaron Geek in the City, Duran, and Clyde Lewis back to the back into the studio today. Now into the whole thing. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. If you are at work today, if you're just lurking around the house, and if you want to weigh in on the 20 hottest sci-fi chicks of all time, it's 503-733-2970. You can also email it's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick, while Aaron is coming up with drinks such as the Viso Horny and the Romulan Ale, he needs to come up with one called an Islamakazi. Just a thought. Thank you so much. Love the show.
Well, it'd be hard to because they don't drink.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm saying that therefore you have, all, you know, it's up to you.
Put a lot of Capri Sun in it.
Let's see.
I do have a drink called the Tatooine Sunrise, which is fantastic.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What was that thing you made at Dante's? What was it called?
That's called the Geek in the City.
Geek in the City.
Is there a drink called the Geek in the City?
Yeah, Dante's. It'll set you back like $15, but you only need one.
What is it? What's in it?
Tequila, amaretto, triple sec, and like a slice of infused lemon vodka.
I have a question.
Yeah.
When is it that things started becoming infused and not just soaked in? You know what I mean? Eventually, there was a point when there was like bread, and you poured the gravy on it. Now it's infused with gravy.
No, that's still pouring junk on bread.
Infused, I think, is a made-up word. Really means anything.
I think in the age of ER and Grey's Anatomy and all these medical shows, we infuse things now. That's all we do.
It reminds me, I still got to make a bottle of Jolly Roger for your wife.
Yeah, okay, you do that. And somebody has asked, does Aaron know how to make a pangalactic gargle blaster? Is there a real-world equivalent to that?
You know, a lot of people tried to make them, but I mean, yeah, there is, but there's so many recipes on it, it's hard to... Just like there's tons of recipes around an ale, but
there's no definitive pangalactic gargle blaster.
Yeah, pretty much.
By the way, Rick, check out this O.J. Simpson. And see, again, here we go, link to eBay. This seller has got a 100%, he's got a 22 score, 100% positive. He's a real seller. Here's a picture of him holding the O.J. Simpson book. You can tell that it's real. It's an actual copy. It is going for $16,100. That is the current bid.
Do you hear that, Borders employee?
There are 42 bids. Currently,
my job.
Mama Polar Bear is the highest bidder. Here's the bid history on this OJ book. 200, 205, 250. I'll skip ahead. You're 5, 7, 8, 12, 14, 25.
Who's the highest bidder? Fred Goldman?
10, 12, 12, 12, 8, 15. Right now, highest. And these are not all just the same people. I mean,
it's Cato. He's got the highest bid.
It's $15,100, the current high bid on this O.J.
What
Simpson
do people
book.
Want?
If I had the money, I would buy just like, well, Laura and I got into the, not a fight, but I mean, we did have this discussion a couple years ago because she was asking what I wanted for Christmas, and there was a guy online who was selling a John Wayne Gacy self-portrait of him as Pogo the Clown.
That's cool.
It was great. It was a steal. It was like $800. And I was like, you know, I mean, come on, that's, you know, what's a couple car payments? You know, we'll pay that off later.
I got a good job.
She was not. She was not a fan of getting me the John Wayne Gacy art.
Can I ask you a question? I mean, this whole "If I Did It" book. I mean, they're saying, you know, we shouldn't do it because it's going to harm people if we. You know, if we had that same attitude, Helter Skelter wouldn't have not been published.
Yeah, I just
I think it's just crap. I mean, the Goldmans and all these people. They, I mean,
we're not treading into dangerous territory here.
Well, no, no,
the Goldman slide.
No, remember how I felt back then? I thought that Fred Goldman, he hadn't seen his son in forever, and then he all of a sudden whines about, you know, losing him and making his cause and everything else. And I just think to myself that it brings back the reason why I hated the O.J. Simpson trial from the beginning, and that is a lot of money grubbing people all whining and crying about two people that they really didn't care much about until after they were dead. And that's what's happening again. And it's like, you know, and OJ, you know, he's a horrible person anyway. It's just a story about horrible people. And I don't think anybody, I mean, to feign any kind of sympathy for these people, I think it's just
bitter,
silly.
Bitter,
it's
bitter,
hypocritical.
Bitter,
no, it's bitter, not bitterness. Bitter. It's true. Do you guys care anything about Nicole Brown Simpson or Ron Goldman? No. Do you care anything about Fred Goldman? No. Do you care anything about OJ Simpson? Hell no. So, I mean, the whole thing is about people you just don't care about.
I think Elton John really missed us. I mean, I was just amazed that we never had heard. You know, he sort of made a whole career about writing about dead blondes.
So I kind of dead blonde. He didn't make
a career. Say, I kept waiting for a song to appear.
Yeah,
I got to hold the book, the O.J. Simpson book.
Yeah, yesterday at Borders.
The Borders sent him on Third.
A Borders.
A Borders on Third?
Yeah.
There's only one. There isn't another Borders.
No, that's true. No, I was heading home, and it was
at the Borders on Third.
Yeah.
Thank you. They pushed just a little bit, fine. And the whole Potemkin village just collapses.
Check out the new releases or what have you. And I was near the freight door, and you know, freight guys are coming in and out. And
how are you near the freight door?
That's where the movies are.
Oh, I see. So you weren't hanging around in the back wearing a trench coat, looking for George Michael.
No, getting that monkey, George. Michael.
Moving on.
Anyway,
so you buy the freight door.
Yeah, you know, the freight guy comes out.
Can I help you find anything?
And I first said, well,
you
no.
Scratch my scabs?
Yeah, well, freight guys, you know, they're not normal people.
They're not like us.
I used to be one, so I know.
Okay.
I said, no, I'm good. And I said, oh, wait a minute. I said, do you guys have, I know it's not on the floor and you're not selling it, but do you guys have the OJ book?
Right.
And he says, well, I said, oh, come on. Do you have it? Well, we're packing it up right now because it's going out tonight. I said, please let me see it. I said, I just want to see it. I just want to touch it. So he does.
I say that a lot.
He just go to me usually in the subsidy.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I just want to cup it gently.
I just want to hear you cough.
No.
I like the way it shakes when you cough.
No.
Oh, like it's my fault. Anyway, he goes in there and he brings the book back out and hands it to me and he says, here it is, man. And I'm it's like 200 pages.
It's 204 pages long.
Yeah, it's the size of a Final Fantasy instruction manual.
Oh,
know.
No, it's the smallest. It is the thinnest, slimmest volume. I mean, it really is, you know, because he only devotes one chapter to the killing. And then what's he going to say with the rest of it? And so
let me tell you about Naked Gun 4.
Hello.
You know.
Totally. I mean, what else is OJ going to talk about?
Nicole
recipes?
Brown killed my movie career.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. But,
ooh.
So I'm holding it, I'm flipping through it, and I said, come on, man, what's it going to take? I'll go out, I'll get cash right
now. Did you offer him money?
I offered him money. I didn't have a lot because, you know, payday's away.
Yeah.
And I can't. I whip out my iPod, and I said, do you have one? He's like, well, no. I said, hey, take it. Take it right now. Just take it. Hand me this book. I'll give you this iPod. Just go.
No.
He says, and he stopped. He says, man, normally, you know, it's the holidays. I really need this job. He says, I can't. We have already scanned everything. The distributors know exactly how number they're getting back from every store. And they've kind of laid out this rule that
If one turns up missing,
you're all at fault and you're all going down the drain. It was so I held it for like 5 seconds. He took it back. He's like, I shouldn't even have it out on the floor.
See,
that $10 an hour job could turn into $16,000.
Well, that's what the guy should have said.
You should have said, look, you give it to me, we'll sell it on eBay, I'll give you half.
Well, here's the thing. I said whenever this story broke that they weren't going to, the publisher was, I think it's Tuesday, I went on the air right away. I have no shame about it. I'm like, you know what? I know that it's out there. You know that it's out there. I know that somebody's got a copy of it. You just tell Big Daddy Rick what you want. You just tell me what you need, I'll get it for you. It'll be like that MASH episode where Hawkeye's got to get a hair dryer for Hot Lips because she's getting a scarf for Frank, who's getting something for like BJ, who's, you know, getting something
right,
for Still.
Yeah,
who's,
yeah.
You tell me what you need, I'll make it happen.
Man, I mean, that's the thing. I was like, man, I could I'll bring us in the show. Rick could milk this book for weeks.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. I was going to say, you get me a copy of that, and I will then begin. That'll just be every Thursday show, just reading aloud a chapter from the O.J. book.
I took the knife and slit the throat.
Well,
if Tim would read it.
Okay. The other, what's inevitably going to happen. I was talking to Nate and Patrick about this last night. What's going to happen is there's going to be some, and I'm amazed that it hasn't happened already, because if you take it as an article of faith that the book is out there, that information can't really be stopped at this point. Any information. I mean, everything that's out there leaks into the public forum at some point. What's going to happen is just some geek is going to take it, and some guy who doesn't want OJ to make any money is going to make sure that the entire text of that book ends up on the internet within the next 30 days. That way, even if OJ's manages to get another book deal somewhere, he won't get any money from it, any additional money from it. So the book, the entire text of the book will end up on the internet within, I would imagine, the next month at the most, because some guy's going to want to short circuit OJ's chances of making any money out the
totally,
future.
Man. Just start checking your BitTorrent sites within the next 24 hours.
It'll be up. I'll guarantee you. Same thing with the special, because they're going to want to cut OJ off of the pass and make sure that he can't milk it in the future. So let's see. This is Todd. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are we?
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving, Todd. What's up?
Well, happy non-denominational holiday event to you, too, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, number one, I wanted to let you know that, yeah, there are a few of us that work for the man, and we're stuck out here.
What kind of work are you doing today?
Well, the last time I called in on a holiday, apparently one of my supervisors, not unlike Mailman Chris's supervisors, apparently must listen to this, so I was told perhaps I should leave that out. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was not
all great. Right.
But suffice it to say, I slosh around in hazardous materials. So
you what? Kristen, can you pot up the phone just to...
hazardous materials all day.
Hey, excellent. Good for you.
Yeah, well, Hey, I wanted to ask Clyde about the Rose and the Raindrop event. My wife was the one that captured the apparition up on the mezzanine during our little event.
All people,
I'm going to go get myself some coffee.
I just want to make the announcement that all people that were involved in both the first and second seance are allowed into the investigation for free. All the rest of the people we have, I'm having posters made up where anyone who is press or has cameras or recording equipment that wants to come there, they have to prearrange with me if they want to get in through the door. Otherwise, we're going to have lottery tickets, $5 a couple, and the only thing is that you can buy as many tickets as you want at $5 a pop, and we will read the names of we'll read off the tickets that night. So you show up that night on Saturday, which will be the 2nd. And then we will have the lottery at midnight, and then those who buy the tickets and their names are read off in the lottery will attend. We'll have 10 couples who will be allowed to be in the investigation.
Okay, but those of us that are in both seances get a free pass. Huh?
Yes, you get. And the reason why we want you all back in is because we feel as though that because of the fact that the first seance went the way it did, and the fact that a lot of people are involved with this emotionally, I think that they need to be in, and we don't need to charge them. So those who went in, right now, we're looking at a crowd probably going to have a crowd of about 25, 30 people there, and that's even more than we wanted, but there are a lot of people who have shown interest in this, a lot of people who, and this is the thing, if you come to this event, I want to tell everybody who's listening, if you decide you want to be a part of this event, there are a number of things we have to take in consideration. One, we don't want you intoxicated. Two, you can't drink after midnight because the bar will be closed to the public for bar. And second, we want you to be there to investigate. If you're goofing off, we will get you out of there, just like we had a guy who showed up to the second seance who we wish we could have escorted out with handcuffs on him. But
we'll have your family killed.
Well, something, because he was really disruptive. But, that's the thing. If you come in to be serious and to investigate this, we want you there. If you want to be a part of this and see a really good paranormal response, like last time, you were there. You know how good it was. You know how interesting it became. And so we want people who are really interested to be there. And Rose and the Raindrop, of course, is closing down on the 31st of December. So this is your last chance to maybe go down and investigate the basement, or to even be involved with investigations of paranormal investigation.
So on the 2nd, what time do you want us there?
I think that everybody, it's best you show up there around 10 or 11 o'clock at night and be well rested. We don't want anybody sleeping from midnight till about 6. We want everybody to
your eyebrows will be shaved off.
Yeah. We don't want anybody sleeping there. We want you all to be there and be prepared. If you have cameras, bring cameras. If you have recording equipment, bring recording equipment. The money that we're raising with the event itself is going to be used so we can get more equipment so we can do more investigations like this. I think it was Rick that kind of planted the seed that I should do more investigations like this, and I really have been lax in doing so. But now the investigation has been so successful, I think we're going to do more.
All right, so check out. There's more details coming undoubtedly at ClydeLewis.com, sir.
Cool. I'll be there.
Thank you.
Cool.
There you go. That's it, Todd. All right. All right, we're here with Clyde Lewis and Aaron Geek in the city, Duran. All right, so I want to get started, because otherwise we're going to run out of time. So we got the Tim Riley coming up at the bottom of the hour, Likas at 3, Donna Mike at 7, et cetera. I got this. This is, somebody sent this to me this morning. And, Clyde, you've already seen this, right? This list of the 20 sexiest sci-fi babes. All right, so Aaron Geek in the city, Duran.
Are you going through all 20?
Oh, I'm going to do it in reverse. I'm going to do it in reverse order, but first I'm going to ask you your guess as far as top five. If you, right now... if you had to rank the top five hottest sci-fi babes.
For myself or what I thought this
what
list?
What you think the list, from your geek perspective, the list is gonna comprise?
What I thought they wrote?
I mean, if you had to guess. If you had to guess what's on this list.
I'm going
to
guess number five, they made Scully.
And don't tell me that you haven't been secretly working on this list in your head ever since you were like 10.
No, I've got my own list, but I know it's completely different from theirs.
Okay.
Number five, I would put it Scully.
Okay.
See, the problem is my list always changes, too. Number four, I think they would put...
Let me ask you this right now.
Number one, they said 7 of 9.
Let me ask you this. Are there not on your list any CGI characters? Are there any non-real women on this list?
I'm trying to think.
Jessica Rabbit, but she doesn't count.
Why not?
She's not superhero. She's not sci-fi.
Well, you could argue that she is. I mean,
well,
the girl from Final Fantasy was kind of hot.
That's exactly what.
Which girl? Tifa or Eri?
The movie. I can't remember her name.
Oh, the Spirits of Inchik?
Yeah.
Let's all take a moment to ponder the fact that Kristen finds a CGI woman to be hot. That's kind of hot itself, actually. I can tell you right, your stock just went up with members of the male faction of the audience.
I'm a total Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah, your tote board is going way up with the male members in this audience right now.
Dude, hold on. Knock it off, man. So do you play the games?
Yes.
Do you like Final Fantasy VII?
I have all of them.
I like the
original Final Fantasy VII. I don't think they've done justice to the newer ones.
Did you cry when she died?
Yeah.
When Sephiroth killed her?
I bawled during 8. And
I did. So if we were to pick Final Fantasy, although, I mean, she was pure, but I was a Tifa guy. Because she wore the belly shirts and she was pinky.
Should I turn down the lights and leave the studio for a while? Can we start burning some candles?
You guys want to turn around? Chris and I need to get our pixel on.
The princess in 9 was kind of hot, too.
Yeah, she's pretty good. I don't like it when they turn into those weird kind of asexual Japanese fembots.
Or when they look me in the eye.
Oh, yeah. The new one's
great. Look down at the ground!
Final Fantasy XII is fantastic, though. Have you played it?
I haven't.
It's based in the same world as Final Fantasy Tactics.
Really?
Yeah, like 100 years later.
Me, I got creamed at that one.
Well, yeah, but now you can play the characters. You're not doing the tactical stuff.
That's cool.
Okay. Hi, over here.
Oh, hello.
Trying to host a radio show.
Thank you.
All right. So, we're talking about
Did you ever get the Knights of the Round?
Seriously.
Oh, sorry. I
30 minutes will be done.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. All right. So before I read this list of the 20 sexiest sci-fi babes. So your guess, number five, Scully. Number one, 7 of 9.
I think they would have picked 7 of 9, yeah.
All right. Who else? You got 3 more.
Princess Leia.
Leia. Which era? Which film?
I'm a 70s Princess
Slave
Leia.
Girl? Leia?
You know, Slave Girl's hot, but she was curvier in the A New Hope.
That is true. And, I mean,
and
that
she
almost...
needed electrical tape to keep her...
Her bosoms.
Her cinnamon buns up.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no, did you know that lip gloss, too.
At the end of her shooting day, she let Grips, they would draw lots, and whoever won got to take off the tape.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. She will say that, yeah. Whoever won the drawing lots, they got to go into the little sound closet with her and rip off the tape.
All right. You got 2 more.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Although, okay, I do know of a cartoon character who I think is hot in sci-fi. What's her name for Futurama?
Leela? Yeah. Totally going to bleep that.
Sorry about
Hello?
That. I'm sorry.
Good God.
What was that?
Have some more liquor.
I can't believe you said that.
I cannot believe you said that. Yeah, fantastic.
It feels good to be done.
It did? Okay, yeah. Boy.
I'm sorry.
Why can't I hang up this phone? Okay, there we go. All right, yeah, that was... Oh, no, Chris is weighing in.
No, that would be my list, not this list. Yeah.
All right, so I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
All right, so now that we have gotten Aaron's We have gotten Aaron's guesses for the top five
it's
on
what
this
I
list.
Think they wrote, not my top five.
20 sexiest sci-fi babes. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Tim Riley will pay us a final visit for the Ministry of Truth, and then we will count down this actual list. I can't believe that came out of your mouth. Someday we're gonna, I'm going to charge for an unfiltered version of this program. People can hear the vile crap that I have to dump.
It was funny, though. I mean,
it really was. If by vile, if by funny, you mean horrifying.
I've joined the whole group of those who have been dumped now.
Yes. Including Sarah yesterday,
I
by
heard,
the way.
I mean, I didn't hear it all. But, no.
All right, back after this, the Rick Emerson Show. It is Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. We are live from AM 970. Solid stage radio. Stay there. All right. This really has taken the energy of like six shows today.
I feel like
we're entering like the seventh hour of this program.
It's like a telethon.
Every time I fill in, we have a show like that.
Yeah, no, it is true. Yesterday was not that. Today, I think it's really just this Burger Cake is sapping my will to live. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 503-733-2970. It is Thanksgiving. It's Thursday. Don't forget we're here tomorrow as well. Let's pay a final visit to Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
From the Ministry of Truth.
Fill in the rest in your head.
Tim Riley.
Hi,
Carl.
Now it's time for the news.
Well, I'm sure you're all wondering what Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are doing this Thanksgiving. Well, we found out. Instead of stuffing themselves with turkey and all the fixings, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are spending Thanksgiving cruising around Ho Chi Minh City on a motorbike in Vietnam, eating bamboo foo sprouts out of an old skull or whatever. Pitt was spotted driving the motorcycle through the city center with Jolie perched on the seat next to him in a country where virtually everyone travels on two-wheeled machines. The couple later dined at a popular Vietnamese restaurant converted from an old temple. Pitt and Jolie arrived unannounced in Vietnam. How would they announce it, really?
Really?
Just stand on a hill with a cup. Hello.
Some yodeler on the hill.
This after an earlier surprise visit to Cambodia, where nobody knew they were either. They toured a former Khmer Rouge death camp, now a genocide museum, and visited the gift shop. That's a real pick-me-up for Thanksgiving. Let's go to the genocide museum. And then later, let's just have somebody kick us in the shins repeatedly.
Well, this is because the 31-year-old actress has an adopted son from Cambodia. They also met with officials there to discuss a forest conservation project in the company's northwest area. This is a former Khmer Rouge stronghold. She had pledged up to $1.3 million over 5 years for the program.
I know that we're busy talking about genocide and so forth. These little Debbie snack cakes are fantastic.
You bet. They don't have them in Cambodia or Vietnam.
And that is why we remain a world power.
And how, had we won the war there, they'd be feasting on them right now, wouldn't they?
Their loss.
Members of Angelina Jolie's hippy-dippy family include the Cambodian son, Maddox, who's five, a one-year-old daughter named Zahara, who's adopted from Ethiopia, and she gave birth to the couple's daughter, Shiloh, in Namibia in May.
All right.
Doping that a few more. Meanwhile, back here in the good old USA, police are looking for burglary suspects who use garage door openers stolen from the victim's cars to break into homes. This is happening in southeast Salem. Suspects break into garages at night when people are at home sleeping. They steal their bikes, tools, electronics, and their items. But none of the actual homes are entered. So, what can you do to prevent this? Don't leave your garage door opener in your vehicle if it's parked outside. Evildoers are out there looking for you.
This email says, Rick, for some reason my family over here seems to have chosen Thanksgiving for the family reunion. It means I won't be able to listen to your show till later on. Any chance of getting someone to YouTube the program that cannot be mentioned here that you can find out more about at rickemerson.com? I was going to call and correct you about pies, but my cell phone ran out of money, and I can't afford to put more money in it at the moment. I don't understand anything about this email. So if you go to rickemerson.com, you'll be able to read about some exciting television programming tonight that you will be interested in.
Yes.
Something that you may find very compelling.
In prime time.
In prime time.
The first prime time appearance of the person in it.
Now, do you know that this program, which we cannot speak about in greater detail, and which we cannot...
It's in color, I know that.
Is this a one-time only airing? Do we know that?
This is a holiday special. And chances are it might go to On Demand, but we don't know that for sure yet. It is directed by the famous Nate Baker.
So this is it's a chance to create an exciting new family tradition.
It is.
So this is, instead of like it's the Great Turkey, Charlie Brown or whatever, they should watch this program.
Yes.
Which you can learn more about at rickemerson.com at today's
blog. And you'll see someone familiar to you.
Who we cannot identify.
Right. Meanwhile, Ralphie Parker and Brian Jones know what it's like to want something as I struggle through this very small print. For Jones, the gotta-have-it-all item was Ralphie's House, the one in A Christmas Story, attention Bruce Agler, the quirky film that's found a niche alongside holiday classics such as It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street. Jones has restored the three-story wood frame house to its appearance in the movie and will open it for tours beginning Saturday. He hopes it'll become a tourist stop along with the city's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and other destinations. Oh, this must be Cleveland. It is.
Is that where, what's his name, Dan DeRose is right now?
I suppose so. Yeah. Christmas Story wasn't a big hit when it was released in 1983, but due to repeated television airings and in recent years, the 24-hour run on Christmas Eve on TBS.
Well, this is the thing about this is that this really is the definitive statement on American culture right here. That even things people don't really want or like initially, you can force them to like, and you can brainwash them into liking if you just shove it on them relentlessly year after year after year.
Yeah.
That movie, not a hit when it came out. You start showing it like a TBS, and then they show it 24 hours a day for like 5 days in a row. Suddenly, yes, I love The Christmas Story. It is the best movie ever. Same thing with It's a Wonderful Life. Not a hit when it came out. It wasn't until it kind of lapsed into the public domain or whatever the hell it was that it was.
I'm sorry. I touched the greasy counter.
Oh. And I feel so dirty.
Tim's hands just inadvertently brushed against the place where the meat cake had been. And he just, the look, it's like you had stuck your hand into a coal-fired oven. It was like the way...
Don't touch anything else with that. Don't touch your glasses, your body, your clothing, or anything.
Have any napkins or anything.
Tim's gonna go,
we don't have napkins here.
No, it's just CBS. What are you, high? Ladies and gentlemen, the now meat cake covered Tim Riley. Thank you, Tim Riley. Greatest newsman ever. Tim Riley.
Happy, let's hear it for Thanksgiving,
him.
Everyone.
Tim Riley. No, happy Thanksgiving to you, Tim. No, thank you, Tim Riley. Thank you. God bless us. He's covered in meat now.
Did Tim touch the meat?
He did just now.
Me too.
He was going to adjust the news articles, and his hand brushed the counter, and he just recoiled as though he'd touched a handful of, like a bucket of centipedes.
Bucket of beef.
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Let me find.
We need to ask him about Burger King. What he thought.
Okay, hold on a second. I gotta find the intro.
We just make gun sounds.
Boom!
Don't just make gun sounds. It really just stop. Let's see. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson.
A postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Our good friend Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. What's up with you, brother?
Well, I came down. I heard there was a party here.
Did you bring us pie?
I brought you some pie.
Fantastic. Thank
you. We brought
you,
burger cake.
And the burger cake is excellent. Mm-hmm. That is, and the Romulan ale is very fine.
Dude, how much did you have? Your teeth are blue.
Oh, that's not. I hope there's no.
It really does look
I'm
like
not
whisk.
Home.
It does. It really does. You know what? You know what the Romulan ale
He's
looks
got
like?
Whisk on his teeth.
No, and I apologize in advance for this, Chris.
It's
you
Windex.
Know what? No, it's not. You know what? I apologize to Kristen and Kristen for this. You know what it looks like? The Romulan ale looks like that suspicious liquid that they demonstrate maxi pad liquid holding efficiency with in those commercials. Look at the wings. They retain liquid and pull it away from your body. And then they do it with diaper ads, too. They're like, look how this diaper pulls pee away from your baby. And then they pour blue liquid. That's Kristen from accounting, that's exactly what it is.
So that means you could... Oh, I've already been dumped once.
Why don't you just...
Yeah.
Let's let Chris talk for a moment.
I can assure you the Romulan ale tastes better than that.
Have you tasted that liquid?
I was say, what comparison...
How do you know how it tastes like?
yum, Pampers.
what side-by-side comparisons have you been doing?
Well, he does have kids.
It is true.
I do have kids, but no.
All right.
No.
So how have I done today in terms
you,
of...
You, with the exception of the top 20...
Which we're
which
in the middle
in
of right now.
...in progress, yeah. You have gotten to everything on the list.
Fantastic. Let's hear it for me.
Yeah! Woo!
See, when Sarah's here, I do that and nothing happens. Fantastic.
So that'll put you down to 59. Maybe we could get you to do 4 push-ups and you'd be down to 55.
That's not going
to.
Let's not do that. It's a holiday.
It's a holiday. So you'd be down to 59.
Excellent. Good times. All right. There you go. Below 60.
Below 60 again. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm going to go back home to my family.
Too. All right.
And that's why I'm here. They're all there.
You going to let your kid cut the turkey?
No.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh. Ah, see, I mean, come on. It's, you know,
and the turkey is not in a cooler or anywhere near a cooler.
All right, thank you. It's your mailman, Chris, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Thank you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Man, I can spell my name in this turkey.
Stop it. We're here with...
Chris laughed. He laughed.
Did I tell you that somebody sent me, this guy, I think it was Seamus, our listener Seamus, sent me this... think of me what you will. He showed me this gallery of just like hot chicks who cut themselves, and it's just a whole gallery of like hot chicks who've like written like carved words into their arms. You know, it's all like.
Didn't you have a song about hot chicks who cut themselves?
I do actually. Maybe we'll take that.
Hot chicks who cut arms.
We'll just we'll take that in the break. Maybe David, you're on the Rick Emerson show. Hello, sir.
Yes.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, I got the worst toy ever. To enjoy your Christmas season, you should.
Just so you know, my hand is right over the phone dropping sound effect. So.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I've got the Kursk submarine.
The what?
Remember the Kursk submarine that went down?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Killed about 80 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a toy. It's wrapped up in the package.
A toy.
It's at the Chevron Milano store, and they sell it as a toy.
Are you serious that they actually sell a model of the Kursk?
The Kursk submarine comes with the Russian flag and torpedoes and everything.
Does it make that glove?
I was going to say, do you know their muffled screams that come from inside when you pull a string?
Yeah, I don't know what's inside.
When you push the button, does it kind of go, tell my wife I love her? I regret nothing.
We will always have Montana.
As they're downing a bottle of vodka.
Serious.
Smells like blood and vodka.
Yeah, it smells like vodka.
Yeah, I think this is the best radio show ever. I listen to you every day.
God bless you,
all
sir.
Day long.
Thank you.
I'm a gardener at Lewis and Clark Law School. And, boy, I tell you what, I can't wait till 11 o'clock comes around every day.
God bless you, sir.
Will you call?
Will you call us anytime you spread the word, sir?
I'm spreading the word all the time, buddy.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. All right, thank you.
Doesn't kind of make you...
What the hell was that?
Doesn't it make you feel good that...
It's Scotty J's $1,000...
It just throws everyone off.
Scotty J's $1,000 laptop at work. All right.
Oh, my God.
Does it make me feel good that what?
I don't know. Gobble, what? No, that, you know, this show's reaching the pinheads at Lewis and Clark.
What is the sound effect you keep wanting me to play, Scotty? Okay, fine. Where is it? Is it in the Thursday folder?
A turkey help me sound.
Hold on. Let me. Where is this? Is this
don't
right here? Hold on.
That's the cheat.
That's it? That's what you
want. Strongbed.
That's what you wanted me to play.
He was in stitches about that earlier.
What?
And then he's typing the screen, was funnier this morning. Okay.
Without
before
concrete.
The eggnog.
That was the cheat, right, Clay?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
All right. Strong bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me... we got to quickly, because we're going to run out of time.
Strong bad.
Yeah. I got to...
Total crap.
Explode.
You know, no one goes as
sometimes
strong
bad. I can't believe how much I look back at myself and realize how awesome I am.
That's really good.
Yeah, I practice my strong
nobody bad. Goes as strong bad for Halloween.
Strong dog!
What?
Chugno comes in the night!
Because he's a lizard!
Burninating the peasants! Burninating the pantry side!
Okay.
Chugno!
Stop.
We're a bunch of geeks.
Seriously.
PostStarRunner.com, so this joke will be funny.
Go and do some research so this comedy will work on you tomorrow.
You'll get it later.
The gift of death metal does not shine upon the good looking.
Sorry.
We just go ahead with the joke, even though everybody in the audience doesn't care.
No one in the audience gets
it. Cares.
I'm pretty sure Corvallis is nowhere near Scandinavia. It's pretty much the only place to get metal and get chicks.
Nobody is getting this. No one. We're just laughing. No one's getting it.
This is really a 1% joke right here.
Oh, remember when we were at the con? We were bringing up, we were at the Oricon. This is every geek in the world at Oricon. We're sitting there talking about Strong Bad and Homestar Runner, and everybody's looking at us like, huh? All right. Then I knew we were really bad.
We're never going to get to this list.
Yeah,
we'll get to it tomorrow.
We'll
get to it tomorrow.
Wait, you got to do it now.
No. Is Scott Daly? Scott Daly's in tomorrow. Are you coming in tomorrow?
No, Scott will be.
Okay.
So
not you.
No, I will be here.
Are you working?
No, I'll be at the coast. Earning 20%.
Well done.
Thank
Look
you.
At that. All right, fantastic. Well, we'll get to the list tomorrow.
Okay.
We maybe. Well, I might give an overview when we come back. I'll play us into the break here, Kristen.
We had a
request for this year. This is the last guy. Who requested the song about chicks who cut themselves?
I don't know.
All guys do.
We want to see.
No, but just recently, like 2 minutes ago, somebody was asking about that song.
I brought it up.
Was it you?
Yes.
We'll play it here.
Cutter!
I don't know.
I know a thing or two about you.
You will note, by the way, that I have never made fun of Chris's cutting kid by making Cuts Like a Knife his theme song or Mac the Knife. I've never done anything like that.
Cutter.
I haven't called this kid Slash. Shot. Yeah, I haven't. All right. We'll take this.
Flows.
We're going to take this into break here. It is Thanksgiving and everyone's drunk.
He's Mac the Knife.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. By request, here's Borderline Baby. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Thanksgiving Thursday. Stay right there.
I love this song.
Back after this.
She's a little unstable. She has her mood swings. She manipulates me like a puppet on strings. She's abusive and hostile, then loving and sweet. It's a fatal attraction. She's my borderline baby. She acts like she's two when I won't buy her toys. She's a little delusional and paranoid. She's helpless and hopeless emotionally. She's a girl interrupted. She's my borderline baby. I can't do a thing. She's working real hard at self-destruct.
Now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This is Thanksgiving week in our great country, and in accordance with presidential tradition going back to the times of the giants, I have pardoned a turkey from being carved up and eaten this Thursday. This magnificent bird, whom I have nicknamed Lurky, has proved time and time again that he has been worthy of his pardon. Restraining himself from pecking out the eyes of American children, yet recognizing the terror threat posed to children from bird beaks, beak attacks, he's a smart bird. Therefore, I've decided to make Lurky the new commander of the ground forces in Iraq. A new direction and fresh ideas is needed in Iraq, and Lurky is just a bird to lead our troops to victory. Lurky has spent much time scratching around in the dirt and sand in his pen, so he's familiar with the tough terrain of the region. He's also experienced at working with different breeds of turkeys, such as the white kind, the brown kind, and other kind. Pheasants, I believe, is experienced with pheasants. In other words, he's an ideal fowl to deal with the religious, fractured peoples of that country. Lurkey has earned my trust as ambassador to the nation of Estonia, his prior post. I trust all Americans will join me in congratulating General Lurkey the Turkey on his new job and wish him Godspeed and swift victory against our enemies. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
A public service of The Onion, brought to you by weeklyradioaddress.com.
God bless him. All right, there you go.
One of the best ones ever.
I approve this message.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson radio program. And did you ever hear the weekly address with John Kerry telling the joke?
Yeah.
God. We played that one twice because it was so fantastic. All right, let's see. What the hell am I doing here? Let's see. Let's get a couple of these calls real quick. We're here with Aaron Geek in the City of Duran and Clyde Lewis from ClydeLewis.com. Yes?
I just said woot.
Woot!
Woot.
Woot, woot. Yeah.
Say something else like Strong Bad.
Gonna go take that according. I'm lost.
Choke. Eli, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
What's up?
Oh, I just was calling in to see, why you guys didn't mention Ricky Nelson yesterday on your top five plane crashes?
Well, there's only so many so many slots on the list. Yeah. Yeah, sir, I didn't put Jim Croce on there either. I wanted to.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
But Ricky Nelson should be on there, not Jim Croce.
Stevie Ray Vaughan wasn't on there either.
Well, he's in a helicopter.
Hey, that's true. Yeah, that's not an airplane crash.
Thing, is it?
When did Ricky Nelson?
You're saying he didn't have a good career?
I'm saying
that. Late 1970s drug binges?
Well, he did give us Garden Party. I will give him that.
Yeah.
But he also gave us those god-awful, like, Matthew and Gunner twins from the 80s.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do think is funny is that his last song that he sang was Buddy Holly's Rave On.
Is that true?
Well, it's Wikipedia. I'm all over this, like, white on rice.
You are.
All right, you guys have a good day.
I can't convey how gripping this phone call has been. Thank you, Eli.
You betcha.
All right,
every time.
God. Okay, thanks. And finally, Brian, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hi, Rick. Good show.
Thank you.
I heard the worst song of the week, worst song ever last week.
Which is?
And I have an original copy of Blood Rock 2.
Is Blood Rock 2, say it,
Electric Boogaloo.
Thank you. Is that the album that has DOA?
DOA.
Teach me how to die.
Did you know that my name and the show that I did back in Utah is mentioned on the Blood Rock website because I played the song the night a plane crashed in a blinding snowstorm in Utah, and I think it's so cool.
That was tasteful of you. I'm sure the family appreciated that.
Yeah, you got to have this around for the holidays in case, you know, relatives drop by.
Or drop in. crash for the night.
Oh.
I think these guys were from D.C.
We're here all night.
Thank you.
Didn't you guys think they were from D.C.?
I thought they were from Canada, but apparently they're from Texas.
Fort Worth, Texas, it says. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
There's credits on a record label. John Nitzinger wrote some of these songs.
Wait, hold on.
God in heaven, teach me how to die.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving.
If you go to the Blood Rock website, they have a MySpace page, by the way. I swear to God it's true.
And you can
get... He sounds suddenly interested. You can also get this song as a ringtone, I swear to God.
This is from 1970.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you have Scotty Chief book on this?
I could lend it to you.
Totally.
Oh.
Well, I've already got... Really, are there other... I know that they did a cover of Eleanor Rigby.
This is their second album, it says.
Eleanor, why do you know this much about... Why do you know this much about Blood Rock?
I just have this album.
All right, well...
Right in between my old Clapton records and my old Black Sabbath records.
Wow.
I had them alphabetically arranged.
Clapton, Blood Rock, Clapton.
Wow, yeah, that's great.
Sabbath.
Okay.
Hardly been played.
That's hard to believe. I'm stunned. Yeah, well, if you feel like dropping it by, I'd be happy to copy that.
Okay, I'll let you give a look at it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God in heaven, teach me how to die.
All right, there you go.
I can re-record that as Strong Bad over the week.
Really?
Yeah.
God in heaven.
How would you do it?
Give me a little. Come on.
God in heaven.
I lost it again.
You can't. You crack under pressure.
I do. Well, forget it and
Screw you guys.
Okay. What's coming up with Geek in the City / Film Paper Radio?
Man, what isn't coming up right now? On Geek in the City, we've got the recipe for ramen and ale. Mm. And the Geek in the City store is up and running. The closer we get to Christmas, all the geeks start buying. Baby geek clothing is huge right now. It's weird. But, yeah, you can check out shop.geekinthecity.com. Or a Geek in the City. Nothing's going to happen this whole weekend because I'll be drunk at the coast.
Fantastic.
So you can satiate yourself by having the ramen and ale recipe.
And don't you, can't you update that, can't you update that remotely, though?
Like, I can update anywhere, but we're not going to have internet access where we're going.
Oh, I see. Don't you have a handheld thing?
No. Well, oh, it's got to be near a Wi-Fi node, and there's nothing out there.
Oh, all right, okay.
And then Film Fair Radio, three episodes up right now. There's the Drunken Commentary with Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
There's the newest episode with our interview with Joshua Jackson. And then the Lost Ground Zero episode, which was possessed for about 3 weeks. It took us forever to rebuild the episode. It is now up as well.
Fantastic.
Satan is running it.
Okay, pretty much. And Clyde Lewis?
Well, got a lot of things. We got Ground Zero Lounge happening Monday at 8 o'clock. Of course, Southwest 3rd and Burnside there. And we just opened up a whole can of worms by showing some footage of these weirdos from France who claim that they have the body and the body of Mary Magdalene and Jesus Christ buried in a church somewhere. It's really scary. And we're going to do the investigation at the Rose and Raindrop. We're going to be giving you details here on the Rick Emerson Show. Rose and Raindrop, 2nd and 3rd of December. We're going to have an overnight stay from midnight till 6. So I want you all to come out. It's $5 a ticket. Buy as many as you want to get in on the lottery. It's been a lot of fun.
ClydeLewis.com. All right, thank you all for coming in. Clyde Lewis, creator of Burger Cake, Aaron Geek in the City, Duran. Tomorrow, Scott Dowling on the program. And we'll talk about the 20 hottest sci-fi babes. Rick Emerson Show produced today by Kristen Bowie. For Sarah Dillon, Scotty J is the PA. Tim Riley, horrified by all that we do here, meat-related.
In the newsroom and the blah, 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 and lurking and so forth.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe. You know the rest. Fill it in your head. Thank you. Bye.